This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, right across Australia on the Community Radio Network, this is QNN, a look back at the events of the week in news and sport, important to gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex communities. QNN.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. An Australian Liberal politician has spoken out against the treatment of the LGBTI community in Indonesia, including two gay men who were recently subject to a public caning. Member for North Sydney, Trent Zimmerman, addressed federal parliament on the matter, saying, "This week, two young men were subject to the most appalling treatment." Zimmerman said the event gave Australia reason to question its close relationship with Indonesia. Ice cream icons Ben & Jerry's announced they won't be allowing customers at any of their 26 Australian stores to order two scoops of the same flavour. The ban has been brought into place to bring more attention to the need for marriage equality. In a statement, Ben & Jerry's said, "We're banning two scoops of the same flavour and encouraging our fans to contact their MPs to tell them that the time has come. Make marriage legal. Love comes in all flavours." And in light of the impending and long-awaited closure of Australia's detention centre on Manus Island, the Greens have called on the federal government to bring gay asylum seekers to Australia. The Greens questioned immigration officials in the Senate estimates, highlighting the risks faced by gay asylum seekers currently on Manus Island. Senator Janet Rice said the government was being profoundly cruel and said that many of these men had fled their home country because of their sexuality, so going back there wasn't an option. And a gay man has been confirmed as one of the victims of the Manchester attack at a recent Ariana Grande concert. During the concert, a suicide bomber killed 22 people, including the 29-year-old Martin Hett, and injured 59. After Martin was identified as the 10th victim, his partner took to social media to write, "Soulmate doesn't even come close. Come back to us, Martin, so we can watch last night's Corrie together." And a Melbourne grammar school student has come out in front of his entire school at a recent assembly and highlighted the years of struggle he faced trying to accept his sexuality. 17-year-old Rich Bartlett took to the podium to proudly acknowledge his queer sexuality and to champion the importance of visibility. He said, "To those in the community who don't have a safe place to be their true selves, I see it as my obligation to be visible and to own my identity unapologetically." And Taiwan's highest court has ruled that the country's current marriage law is unconstitutional and discriminates against same-sex couples, moving the country one step closer to marriage equality. The judges in Taiwan's constitutional court have given lawmakers 2 years to amend or enact relevant laws, and if that deadline passes without legislative action, same-sex couples will be allowed the status of legally recognized couple. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. Former Aussie Rules coach Kevin Sheedy has declared his support for the gays during an LGBT event. Sheedy praised his gay nephew during the LGBT inclusion in sports panel discussion, saying that homosexuals are beautiful human beings who don't do the same crap that heterosexuals do. The World Out Games have been cancelled just hours before the event, sparking an investigation into alleged fraud. Thousands of spectators were enraged by the cancellation as they had already arrived in Miami and paid their registration fees, but organisers say they had to cancel nearly all 450 events due to financial issues. The board of directors apologised to the athletes, but the Miami Beach Police Department and Florida State Attorney's Office have launched a joint fraud investigation due to an alleged misappropriation of funds. And finally, former tennis player Margaret Court says gay people are bullying her after her boycott on Qantas for supporting same-sex marriage. Court sent a letter to the West Australian targeting gay Qantas chief executive Alan Joyce, saying she's disappointed in the airline and that she will be forced to travel with others now because of her religion. There were calls to rename Margaret Court Arena after the letter, but Tennis Australia have instead released a statement saying that Margaret's views do not align with theirs. Tennis stars Casey Dellacqua, Billie Jean King and Martina Navratilova have condemned the comments, but Court continued to defend her views on Channel 10's The Project.
"At the moment, it's like nobody can say anything. We're getting persecuted. We're getting bullied because we do have free speech."
Yeah, but what
also
you can't argue
I
with
think
is
it's very, very much
the suicide rate of the LGBTQI community is way out of whack with the rest of Australia. So if anyone's being bullied or, you know, suffering trauma from this debate, surely you can't argue that it's white heterosexuals.
With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making the news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
Thanks to a dedicated team of volunteers. That was QNN.
QNN is produced at Joy 94.9, Australia's only radio station dedicated to providing informing, uplifting and empowering content for the diverse gay and lesbian communities. QNN is funded by the Community Broadcasting Foundation and heard nationally each week on the Community Radio Network. Follow QNN on Twitter at QNN Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.